So it's always an adventure in live radio.
It is, is it not?
Yeah, most definitely, most definitely. Our next guest is somebody, as Stephen was to you, Dr. Peggy Chabrian is to me. Dr. Peggy Chabrian is president and founder of Women in Aviation International, and Women in Aviation International is near and dear to my heart. It's an organization that's been around for almost 30 years.
Your 30th conference
yeah.
in March.
Yeah, and it represents more than 13,000 women and men from all segments of aviation, you included, yes. Exactly.
I'm one. Yes.
Exactly. Welcome, Peggy, and I want to congratulate you on the new grandchild.
Thank you.
I think that's a big deal. First grandchild. It's a big, big deal. We also have Molly Martin, who is in charge of education and outreach and chapters. She's here from Women in Aviation as well.
Marketing committee.
Marketing committee. Anyhow, Peggy, how's the show going for you?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's first day yesterday. It was a record, but it's been great. Busy.
Everybody's happy and excited to be here. And once the weather broke, boy, people are just so happy to be here. So it's a pleasure to be with them.
That is wonderful. That's wonderful. And I know Women Venture is just starting to kick off. There's been some socials. Mm-hmm. There's been, you know, there's going to be a dinner. And I know tomorrow is a big day with the big picture and the breakfast.
Women Aviation, we have our Connect breakfast tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, in a new location. So people used to going over to the Nature Center. We're going to be at the PHP tent next to the PHP Guest Relations Center. If you're in the campground, one of the reasons for the change, if you're in the campground, everybody knows the Red Barn, still calls it the Red Barn, even though it has a new name. It's right behind there. So easy access for everybody. And there's those of you coming in from hotels around the area, there's parking right there at the PHP Center.
Did you run out of shirts yet?
Almost. But we were running out of space
like
at the 20. Nature Center.
Yeah, we have like 20 shirts left in our booth. Yeah.
And what did you have, 1,000 shirts?
We had 600, and then they brought us another 250 this morning.
But remember, Kelly told me she was the one who ordered them. She ordered more than 2,000.
In their different locations, yeah.
Yeah.
Three different locations.
Yeah, so, but it's more than the shirts, see.
Oh, yeah.
That's a thing.
It's a whole day of events.
I'm getting excited about the power lunch. I think the power lunch tomorrow, which is very reasonable. It's only $5 for a box lunch. Mm-hmm. But it's the speakers.
Yeah.
The speakers tomorrow morning. And then I saw this morning the Whirly Girls just came out with a new scholarship. It's going to be great. There is just tremendous stuff going
Exciting
on.
Week. Well, tomorrow, two of our speakers at the breakfast in the morning, I'll mention the first one here, Diane White, who's the executive director of the Malibu M-Class Owners, and previously was the publisher-editor of Twin Turbine Magazine, right? And
then That's correct, yeah.
Molly?
And Olga Custodio is also going to be one of our speakers, and she was the first Latina fighter pilot in the United States military.
Wow.
And people will recognize her as the woman that they feature on the Modelo TV commercial, right? That's out right now. I know. It's true. Yes, it's wonderful.
You have to talk
I have my mouth open, no one can hear me. That's a really good point. And who's going to be at the power lunch?
Heather Penny, who was a United States Air Force pilot and flew on day of 9/11. She's also an airline pilot currently.
Yeah.
And, great speaker, too.
Absolutely terrific. And this is Women Venture is just one of many things that Women in Aviation does outreach wise during the year. Mm-hmm. You guys are getting ready to do something in September that reaches all the corners of the world.
Right. We started a couple of 3-4 years ago. We realized that we had a wonderful ability to reach out into the local communities all over the world with our chapter network. We've got 121 chapters all around the world that on October 13th will do Girls in Aviation Day. And some of them are doing them early, like our India chapter had their first one this last week, and they're doing 17 events all through India. And so they're spacing them out, you know, on the weekends. But we'll have those pictures out soon. But October 13th, check out your local chapter. You'll find a Girls in Aviation Day event near you. And you can check WAI.org for all of those events.
And I just mentioned that last year, which was our third in it. We had 9,700 girls ages 8 to 16 who were introduced, if you will, to aviation for the first time, many of them, through these chapter network. And I wanted to mention also scholarships. We just put our scholarships up on the website July 1st, and it's in the magazine. But if you go to the website, you'll right now see 114 individual scholarships, everything from getting your sport pilot, recreational pilot, private, instrument, commercial, CFI, multi-engine, type ratings, maintenance, engineering, all different scholarships. Anyway, 114 valued right now at $602,000, and they're still coming in. Deadline date to apply for those is early November.
And that's for Women in Aviation members. And the thing is, Women in Aviation membership is open, full membership is open to women and men, right?
That's right.
And
girls and boys.
Girls and boys, mm-hmm. Exactly.
And they can all apply for those scholarships.
Yeah, if they're members.
Yep, correct. Yep.
And that's something we tell people all the time when they're learning to fly and everywhere else around our airport is that, go check out Women in Aviation. I mean, become a member. I mean, you will find the most incredible scholarship opportunities. And they've been there for as long as I can remember with Women in Aviation. And
people,
guys are, yeah, well, I don't know. I'll do it one of these days. And why are women such better networkers than men?
Because we have to be.
okay.
But
that might be.
But people think that the scholarships are also just for college students or just for pilots. And we have so many categories of scholarships. Some of them are just for women over 30 or just for women over 40. So don't assume you don't have a horse in the race. You absolutely have a possible scholarship
or
that
we
can
have,
apply to you.
Some new drone scholarships this year for the first time. We have three or four different scholarships to help you get your drone, commercial drone license, and you get an actual drone as part of the prize. Once you take the course, pass the written, we will send you an actual drone. And don't ask me the name of it right now.
That's huge. And what I wanted to talk about for a minute is how you compile all these scholarships, because this is really where networking comes in, too. These scholarships are sponsored by many of the companies that are on the field here during EAA Air Venture. And you work through Women in Aviation so hard all year long to really become like almost a clearinghouse for all these companies to be able to sponsor these scholarships. I know that we just had John Zimmerman in here from Sporty's. Well, Sporty's Foundation, and there's a Women in Aviation scholarship that Sporty's has done. So, you know, any different year, there's a different group, but there's always kind of a core group of companies that come through for Women in Aviation.
That's true. Aircraft manufacturers, airlines, training companies, like you mentioned, Sporty's, John Martha King, also
schools.
Trade associations.
Trade associations,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Including AOPA. I mean,
yeah.
Even EAA.
Yes.
There are a lot of different groups that work together to make sure that there are scholarships that suit everybody.
But now you were both around when it started. I don't know if you were.
Oh, no. I was watching them put this together as a junior bird lady.
Was the scholarship element always a core mission for Women in
Aviation? It evolved fairly early within the first two or three years, and it was really Northwest Airlines, wasn't it?
Well,
one of the first?
Yeah. Women in Aviation started as a conference. And then became an organization in the fifth conference year, if you will. And when the organization started, and Amy's on the founding board, we talked about we wanted to be able to provide resources for people wanting to go into aviation as a career. So scholarships was a plus. That first year, we had a table in the exhibit hall selling chances, $1 a chance, six for $5. And we raised enough to give out two $500 scholarships. But that was 1995. The next year we were going to Minneapolis in 1996, and Northwest Airlines says, hey, we see you started this new organization. We want to help. We're going to do tours and speakers and all. We'll help with all of that. But we'd also like to help with the scholarship. And I'm thinking, great, maybe another $1,000 or $2,000. They said, oh, no. We don't want to give a cash gift. And I was at first kind of like, aw, to myself. They said, we want to give out a type rating. Ah, okay, great. So, I mean, that was a great kickstart to the scholarship program.
Yeah. And it wasn't just a typewriting. Come on,
Peggy. Well, the person who won, they got a choice. Any airplane that Northwest was flying, and when the winner won, the vice president from Northwest said, well, young lady, you've won the scholarship. What airplane do you want to fly? She came right back, 747. That's what she got a typewriting.
So that scholarship program, the way it is today, it got off with a big whoom.
Yep. So yeah. We get companies too, like Bombardier, Boeing, Airbus, Dassault. I hate to start naming you because then you always forget, but with 114 scholarships, there's a lot of companies and individuals who contribute.
Individuals is an interesting thing because we now have members who were awarded scholarships, got that career going, got together, came back, and created scholarships. Mm-hmm. And to us, some of those are some of our most important scholarships, yeah, because it's grassroots, it's organic. They may not be the biggest scholarship you could ever win, but they're usually tooled to be very critically important to your career, mm-hmm, at a point where you really could use that bootstrap. You really could. So, Peggy, before we have to go out, because we have to be on time today, we're working on that, tell people where they can find you on the field and remind us about the breakfast times tomorrow morning.
Okay. We're in Hangar B, booth number 2041, so Hangar B, that southeast corner of Hangar B, and the breakfast is at the PHP Center.
The tent next to the yep. center.
Sorry, at 8 a.m. tomorrow.
And again, 8 a.m. tomorrow.
If you're
terrific.
In the campground, it's right behind what everybody still calls the Red Barn.
Peggy Chabriam, Molly Martin, thank you so much for being on EAA Radio. You guys have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.